This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Much of Colorado could feel dangerously high heat today and through the weekend. Denverite's Paolo Jalcetta reports.
Starting today, much of the state will experience the first 100-degree weather of the year. Due to worse drought conditions on the western slope, that part of Colorado will experience more extreme heat this weekend. Almost the entire western half of Colorado is at extreme risk of wildfires due to high temperatures, strong winds, and low humidity. The heat is expected to persist through Sunday before it cools down significantly on Monday. I'm Paolo Jalcetta, Denverite.
Next year, airport employees and others at Denver International Airport will have access to a small drop-in child care center. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The online news site Chalkbeat Colorado reports that the drop-in center will have room for 20 children. It's aimed at providing occasional care for airport employees or community members participating in training center activities. Officials estimate almost half of the airport's 40,000 employees are in the 20 to 39 age range, but they say they need more information on how many have young children and need care. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coloradans will be absent from the field when the U.S. women's national soccer team plays next week in Commerce City. It's the U.S. versus Ireland at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. U.S. team regulars from Colorado, Mallory Swanson, Sophia Wilson, and Lindsay Heaps are not playing. Swanson and Wilson are both pregnant, and Heaps is resting after a long season playing in Europe. The game is Thursday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.